Welcome to another episode of Short Story Time. If you are not sure what to do with yourself this week, maybe you should run a marathon or unfollow some toxic people in your life, or perhaps just have a good sleep. Yep, there are three stories we're here to talk about this week. First up is the adaptation of Stephen King's Dr. Sleep. Then there is the jaw-dropping new book Unfollow from former Westboro Baptist Church member Megan Phelps Roper. And then there's Brittany Runs a Marathon, a film where, yeah, a woman called Brittany runs a marathon. This week we have Frieda Cooper here to help, so timers at the ready. Let's get started. We knew Mike Flanagan liked a challenge after episode 6 of The Haunting of Hill House, but my word, did he have a challenge with Dr. Sleep. So this is the sequel to Stephen King's book The Shining, but it's also kind of a sequel to Kubrick's film adaptation of The Shining, which, as everybody probably knows, Stephen King was not a big fan of. So how you are able to mix those two kind of beloved stories and merge them into one thing that makes everyone happy is almost an impossible task, but somehow Mike Flanagan has pulled it off, because it's got the visuals, it's got the very impressive cinematic horror elements that you would expect from somebody like Kubrick, but it also is very true to the novel, really delves deeply into the characters and the motivations and the alcoholism and the trauma and the childhood issues and grief and everything else. And the cast are amazing, but visually it's stunning, it's tense, it's scary, and there is one scene that is particularly horrific. So with Unfollow, Megan Phelps Roper has written one of the most important books of this year. She was raised by the Westboro Baptist Church. I'm sure many of you will be familiar with their picketing and their signs. And in a world where you just can easily feel like she was just raised on nothing but hatred and intolerance. And this book is such an insightful look into how a person can be raised in such a sort of negative, hateful environment, surrounded by love, because she was surrounded by love. She was surrounded by so many loved ones, her parents, her grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings. And she believed, genuinely believed, because this is what she was taught, that what she was doing was a loving thing, that she was saving people from themselves effectively. So it's a really interesting and thoughtful book. It is an absolute must read. It is surprisingly hopeful and inspiring because of where she came from and where she is now and what she stands for. And it's just really, really necessary in the world we're living in today to understand where such hatred begins.
We've all met somebody who's the life and soul of the party. You know the one I mean. You scratch the surface and you find that they're nothing of the sort. And in Paul Dan Scalazzo's debut feature, she's called Brittany. And yes, she runs a marathon. But that is just the half of it. This is all about her taking her life in hand, sorting out her money worries, walking away from a toxic friendship, and losing some weight. And it all comes together when she runs the New York Marathon. Now, this isn't just another weight loss movie. It just about dodges that, although it does come perilously close. It's not the earnest film it might sound either, especially in the first half, which is absolutely packed with razor-sharp one-liners. But it can't keep up the pace. And while the second half is funny enough, it doesn't quite fizz in the same way. What it does have, though, is Gillian Bell as Brittany, and she is right on the button. Brittany Runs a Marathon has humour, charm and understanding by the bucket load. If only it didn't run out of breath so quickly.
To find out more, you can follow the Short Story Time podcast at SST Pod on Twitter and let me know what stories you've been enjoying.